Good evening, everybody. Hi. This is one of the most thrilling meetings I've ever been at. I don't know whether I'll be able to even say a few words because it's so very moving to see so many of you. Okay, thanks. In the beginning of AA, it was a family affair. Parents, mates, and children accompanied the AAs to meetings, which often were held in homes. Anyone lucky enough to still have a home shared it with those without one, who were most of the people. Our house buzzed like a beehive. Such terrific excitement and enthusiasm existed about this wonderful program that no one considered carrying on any outside activities. When not 12-stepping or attending meetings, AA was the enthralling topic of conversation morning, night, and noon. Any new prospect was treated like the find of a raw diamond, and all were anxious to help polish him and to see that he got the program. It wasn't too long, however, before some AAs felt that they needed meetings for alcoholics only. When the families were thus left to themselves, they sometimes met together too, and eventually Al-Anon grew out of this. The mutuality of the old days seemed wonderful, but we mates now have something much deeper and more useful. Then we thrilled with gratitude over the dramatic recovery of our dear ones. But we never thought about changing ourselves. Consequently, when the pink cloud faded, we woke up to find our alcoholics way ahead, often leaving behind in us hurt feelings, resentment, and self-pity. Now, with Al-Anon coming into maturity and its members practicing the AA principles in all their affairs, home lives can be based solidly on real understanding and true partnership. We thank you, dear AAs, for showing us the way. Thank you all.